This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories titled, From Pastor to Prisoner.
French pastor Jean Lumière became involved in secret efforts to hide Jews with Christian families, hiding them from Nazi persecution, and even helping them escape the country. But in March of 1943, the pastor was betrayed by an informant and arrested. He was incarcerated in the Saint-Pierre prison with Jewish prisoners, one of them, a 5-year-old girl who contracted whooping cough, potential death sentence in those filthy conditions. Due to Lumière's persistence, the girl was transferred to a hospital where members of the French underground were able to smuggle her to safety. Years later, she remembered Lumière as a very tall rabbi with a black beard and was astonished to learn he was a Christian pastor. Pastor Lumière did all he could to boost the morale of his Jewish brothers and sisters, even helping them hold weekly Shabbat services. In his post-war writings, he recalled the Jewish prisoners asking him to give them God's blessings as they were about to be deported. Upon request, I read to them a psalm, and together we prayed to the Almighty, the God of the Jews and the God of the believers, to accompany them on their coming pilgrimage. Despite his being imprisoned in both the Mauthausen and Dachau concentration camps, Pastor Jean Lumière survived the war. He was liberated by American forces at war's end, and in 1976, this selfless man of God was named Righteous Among the Nations by Yad Vashem.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting holylandradio.org.